All right. This is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I get so excited to teach these things. I wish I would have learned these things, you know, 20 years ago when I was starting businesses. So I do hope they help you. It's funny because, you know, you get negative. There's people that are just miserable. You know how that is. They're just, no matter what's going on, they're miserable. I had somebody send me a negative comment in regards to leadership. Oh, finally, another person who's discovered the secret sauce to leadership. I'm like, I don't have the secret sauce to anything. But if you're anything like me, sometimes it takes you hearing the same thing from five different people and one person says it in a way that maybe it clicks. If you've ever been coached, you know how that is. Somebody will tell you, you know, this is how you do something, and an assistant coach will come in and give you just a picture that's perfect. Just makes sense to you. That's all I'm trying to do. There's nothing I'm giving you that I'm sure is absolutely original. But hopefully I say it in a way that might be helpful to you. So all your people out there that want to criticize, you'd love to swap tax returns with me. Let me just leave it at that. That's what I told that guy.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castorina.
All right. You need to learn how to tolerate failure. We're talking about failure today. I love John Maxwell's book, Failing Forward, because failure, that's, if you do it right, you can fail forward. You want to have a culture that can handle failure, that is open to trying new things. Listen, if you look, you know, Apple is celebrated for its successes, but if you know, you kind of dig and you look at it, you got to uncover the Newton tablet, the Pippin gaming system, the Copeland operating systems. These are products that failed for them, okay? These are their failures. But when you leverage these failures, you come up with some great ideas on the other side. So when we think of Apple, again, we don't look at any of their failures. So what we want to talk about today is failing. Do you know that the second startup succeeds exponentially more than the first startup? It's kind of like, hey, get that first failure out of the way. Why? Because you learn so much with failure. If you take what you learned from something that didn't work out the way you wanted to, and you really mine it for gold, and look at everything that happened in that situation, you will learn from it. That failure will be nothing but a teachable moment that will pay you exponentially. I talk about this. I talked about it in the podcast where I brought in a partner that didn't have integrity. Okay, a business failed. Well, that was one of probably 3 to 5 things that I learned in that business. I lost $50,000, and at the time, $50,000, you know, would feel like $5 million right now. It's no fun to lose $50,000, period. I don't really care how much money you have. $50,000 is, you know, hurts. But what did I learn from it? Well, I learned the type of people you don't partner with. I learned how to do short-term leases on a startup. No matter what you get offered, you don't sign a long-term lease. I learned when you start a business, you always have an exit strategy. I mean, they're just 3 quick things I learned. Well, it was a horrible failure, but I learned from the failure. I have made my money back so many times over from that $50,000 mistake. That $50,000 mistake has made me millions of dollars because I know who to partner with now. I've never had anybody pull any shenanigans. I've never got nailed in a lease I couldn't get out of. I've never had what I call, you know, dead money. Money that I'm just throwing around because I started something, I'm tied into a lease or this or that I can't get out of. Why? Because I failed forward. I like what Colin Powell says. He said, there's no secret to success. It's the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. It's true. Listen, if you're so afraid to fail, you're never going to start anything. You'll never be a great entrepreneur. We think of, you know, Donald Trump, and you think of Richard Branson and all these people, man, they've got countless failures, but they move on. Every great entrepreneur's got failures. Everybody successful's got failures. If I'm correct, Abraham Lincoln failed like 3 times running for public office before he ever, you know, made it as president. I could be off by one of those, but I know he failed at a lot of initiatives. So why do you want to learn from failure? What can you learn from failure? Well, it's the law of averages. If you swing the bat more, you're eventually going to hit something. If you swing the bat one time, you only try one thing, what's the odds of it working? Man, if I try 3, 4, 5 businesses and I go into them strategically and I got some guardrails, well, a few of those are going to succeed. I'm not saying you want to fail, but I'm just saying if you think you're going to do something once and that one thing is going to work and be a home run, well, you're going to be the outlier. That is going to be the outlier event. And what I'm trying to say is you've got to understand that failure may happen, but it's not, I define failure this way. It's only failure if it makes you quit. It's only failure if it stops you from pursuing something that you really want. That's failure. You allowed an event to stop you from pursuing something that you want. Failure to somebody who's successful, it's just a speed bump. It's just a detour. We're going to learn from it, but we're going to get over it. Next, you know, it only takes one great success. So always think when I fail at something, I'm like, okay, well, next one could be it. You know, the next one could be it. That's the great thing about entrepreneurship. It only takes one great business. I was reading the other day when it was talking about how the hiring practices of like Microsoft and Google and Oracle, how none of its founders would ever get hired. Because entrepreneurship allows you to violate all the rules of hiring. They all dropped out of college. You know, Bill Gates and the rest of them. They dropped out. Why? I don't know. They started a $1 billion company along the way. See, when you start a great company, it eliminates all the rules. You know what? When you're rich, nobody asks you where you graduated college from. When you get ready to make a big donation, they always go, listen, we're only going to take that donation. Where did you graduate from? When I go to make a charitable gift, nobody ever asks me where I graduated college from. They take the check. Entrepreneurship is the greatest. It's the greatest occupation in the world because I believe it has the greatest payoff because there's no limitations. You just go out and you try something. And if it fails, you try it again with what you learned and you keep doing it and you keep innovating and you keep navigating and you keep morphing into something different. And eventually you hit it and you create a great business. Listen, a lesson learned is going to be expensive. And that's what I've learned. Every expensive failure I had gave me an equal payoff that made that failure worth it. And I'm saying not at the time. At the time, it stunk. It's, you know, defeating. But when I mined for it, and I really looked at, okay, what did I do wrong when I started this business? And I narrowed down to like, okay, I did this wrong. It had, you know, if I had to do it again, I would do it this way. Example, I go to breakfast about 2 to 3 times a year with my pastor. And I told him when we started going to church there, I said, listen, I'm not one of them guys who want to, you know, everybody wants you to greet people or be in a committee. I said, listen, I don't really play in the sandbox that well with other people. I've got the attention span of a flea. I don't want to sit in a room of 12 people to vote on whether to buy a broom or not. It doesn't work for me. I said, but this is what I will do. And because he went to the college I went to, I said, if you ever have an issue, you text me and I'll call you back within 2 hours. I said, any problem, like if you have a major confrontation, you have a major decision to make, I said, you text me, I will call you and I will give you all the ways it can play out. We'll do a war game scenario. I will tell you, it can go this way, this way, this way. And I always tell him, I don't care whether you take my idea or not. It will never hurt me. I'll be sitting there sometimes and he's getting ready to announce something and I'll look at my family because I know it's what he's probably going to say. Sometimes he doesn't take any of my advice at all. And you know what? Probably pretty smart for that. But where I'm going with this is he had a major failure. They started a second location and it failed miserably. And so he and I were going to breakfast and he looks at me and goes, you're not going to believe what I'm thinking of doing. I go, well, what are you thinking of doing? Because I want to start another one. Now, he just had a massive expensive failure in one that was like 2 years of dread. He goes, I did everything wrong that time. I said, great. Start it. Do it. He goes, really? I go, well, you learned all the mistakes. You got the mistakes out of the way. I said, the only way you're going to make the money back from all that you lost, and that's, you know, that startup church and startup business, same thing, people. You know, I mean, whether you realize or not, church is the greatest, earliest franchise ever. The church concept is the most successful franchise in the history of mankind. Okay? Same concept. So what I told him is, well, if you want that first failure to pay for itself, you should go start a second one. And just do the opposite. And then we kind of went through. I said, what did you learn from the first one? And he kind of, I'd do it this way. And I definitely would do it that way. And the point I said, you would not have known any of these things had you not failed. And he's like, you know, you're right. He's going to fail forward because he's going to succeed on the next one. What I talked about today, and I probably jumped around a little bit, is you got to be able to handle failure. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, you're not going to always hit the first one out of the park. Okay, it's going to take a couple tries. It's going to take some, you know, evolving. You're going to learn a lot. But if you keep going at it and if you keep looking at failure as a learning opportunity, again, failure is only failure if it stops you and makes you quit. That is the only definition of failure. Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. Feel free to ask me any questions on Twitter, Sean Castorina at Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.